Are you living the exact life you want to be living? If you cannot answer yes to this, you need to listen to this episode.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, welcome back. I am Dr. Dave, and welcome to Slice Your Age. This is the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. And I've got to say, Yoko, I am worried. I am very, very worried.
Why?
Because the other day, I posed a question on Facebook. And the question was this: if there were no risk, no repercussions, and absolutely no way to fail, tell me one thing you would want to do. Yoko, I never realized the answers I'd be getting. So in other words, what I'm trying to say is if you could do something in life and there's no way you could fail at it, like, what would you really want to do in life? And some of the answers I got, Yoko, were, there were some jokes. I mean, somebody said they wanted to fly. But, so I got a lot of things like, well, first of all, a very common was I'd like to be a public speaker. A lot of people said, I'd like to become a public speaker. Here's one. I'm not going to give any names, but leave my current 9-to-5 job, work only on my balanced fitness and nutrition business, move to California, be a yoga teacher. Another one, leave my job and start my own health and wellness business. That seems to be a pretty common one right there. Mm-hmm. Sing or speak in front of a group. Want to learn to play the piano. That's what somebody else said. Mm-hmm. Let's see, speak in front of lots of people. Yeah, a lot of people want to be speakers. Mm-hmm. I want to fly more. I want to travel. Let's see. What else do we have here? Open my own dance studio and yoga studio and a vegan pastry shop. Be a coach to help others overcome life's obstacles. Go snowboarding. Open a juice bar. Let's see. Here's one. I want to move my family to a warmer climate, then open a business that doesn't require me selling my hours. So, Yoko, my point is there are more people than I ever realized that have this dream in their lives, but they're not fulfilling it. They're living a life that maybe it's okay, maybe they like it, maybe they don't, but there's something out there that they really want to do, but they're not reaching for it. They're not reaching for it hard enough, as far as I'm concerned. So we're going to teach you exactly today, if you've got a dream, how to achieve it. Before we do, a couple quick, tiny little announcements. First of all, this is episode 72. I cannot believe how fast the time goes. Our 72nd episode. That's not even including some of the quickies we've done. But again, I do this at the beginning of every single episode. I just want to thank you so much for being a listener, a friend. We're doing this for you. We're doing this today, as a matter of fact, from our Colorado studio. And I've said this before, you know, our schedules are really, really busy, but this is so important to me and so important to Yoko to help you live your absolute best life ever. I mean, we've kind of figured this out, and it's not that we're smarter, it's not that we're luckier, it's not that we're born to rich families. We were not. Neither of us were. Yoko, I certainly weren't, and I know you weren't. I mean, we figured out, though, how to live our absolute best life. Lives, and we're going to be sharing a lot with you today. I want to remind you that, because we haven't talked about this for a few episodes now, but after every single episode that we do, this is episode 72, you can go to sliceyourage.com and read detailed show notes. They're normally up within 24 hours of the time the episode is released, but you can go read detailed show notes. If there's anything we talk about, if there's a website we refer to, a product, anything, they're there, so you don't have to go back and listen to the entire podcast again. You just go back and we'll refer you to the things we talked about on the show. And Yoko, we are right now enjoying a wonderful cup of tea. We've got, we used to do this all the time when we first started the podcast a year and a half ago. We would always talk about the different types of tea we were drinking, chamomile tea, et cetera. Now, right now we're drinking Gunpowder Green Tea by Numi. It's an organic tea, Numi, N-U-M-I. Now, I've got to tell you this. I'm not getting paid for this. I'm not. Numi is not a sponsor. They're not paying to have their name announced on the show at all. Yoko and I talk about what we believe in, and we love tea. And for some reason, I will tell you this, Numi is, it's not an inexpensive tea. Normally, when I go to the natural grocer, you find Numi tea, and they're normally $7 or $8 for a box of. Let me see how many tea bags come in here. 18 tea bags. There, it makes it very clear. 18 non-GMO biodegradable tea bags. Maybe that's why it's expensive, but it's not an inexpensive tea. It's organic and it's non-GMO and it's bio, everything I just said. It's a wonderfully delicious tea, but honestly, when I'm at the store, if I could pay $5 for some really nice tea as opposed to $7.99, I'm going to usually go for the $5 tea. But for some reason, when we're out here in Colorado, the city market has this Numi tea for like $5 or $6 a box. And so I stock up on it here. I love it. We're drinking it. Let me just sample this and make sure this is, we just steeped the tea bags in here. Let me see. There's something about this that is delicious, and it probably is worth a lot more than we paid for it. I love it. I wish Numi were paying us for this, I swear, because we'd be doing a great commercial for Numi tea, but they're not, unfortunately. I don't think they even know we exist, but and yet, nevertheless, it's a great tea. So I just wanted to kind of bring that up and talk to you about that. Now, before we get into the real I hate to use the word meat of the present, the meat of the episode, because we're vegan and we don't really talk about meat, so this is not really the meat of the episode. But before we get into the subject matter, in case you also want to contact us in any way, just always go to sliceyourage.com. That's where the show notes are going to be. That's where you can contact us. Our email address is simply sliceyourage@gmail.com. We answer every single email. If you have a question, send it in. We answer it. If anything ever slips by due to like a busy travel schedule or just busy schedule, then shoot me a reminder. But I generally try to pick up every single email personally and respond to that. So having said all that, Yoko, I've been talking for the past, I don't know how many minutes, but you haven't even gotten a word in edgewise. Are you okay? Are you okay with me doing all the talking?
Yeah.
No problem. You skied me pretty hard today, by the way. You skied me. We did all, I think everything we did this afternoon, we had a kind of an easy ski day, actually, because we didn't get out until a little bit later in the afternoon because we had a ton of work to do this morning, both of us. But by the time we got out there, Yoko led me right over to the T-bar where pretty much everything is expert level, and we're lapping the T-bar and doing a lot of good stuff. So we're a little bit, you know, a little. Are you tired now at all? Are you okay?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
Okay, we had a big day, but we're ready to get into this because, Yoko, I am worried. I am really, really worried that our listeners are not necessarily fulfilling their dreams or living their dreams. Because look at all these. I've got tons and tons and tons of responses here. It doesn't even say how many. It's a lot. It's a lot of responses. And so many people want to do different things than they're doing now. What does that mean? Does that mean that a lot of people are just not living the lives they want to live? What does it mean? What do you think? What do you think? What's the story with that? I mean, I know I've talked about this before, but years ago, actually before I met Yoko, I think I was living a life that was really maybe not even meant for me. I was doing things and seeing people and being with quote unquote friends that really maybe were not even true friends, and I was kind of like put into this life for some reason. It was my fault. But put into this life that I was not enjoying every single day, I've got to tell you. I've got to tell you that. But now I've figured it out. It took me a little while, but I figured it out. And I realized that I've got one life, and I'm going to live every single day the way I want to live and not the way somebody else wants me to live. So that's why I've got this podcast going. I've got a great business. I work every day, but I love what I do. And I'm not like wishing that I were somewhere else, because I love being right here where I am. Right now we're in Colorado. When we're back in Maryland, I love Maryland. Yoko, let me ask you, and be honest with me, be totally honest, are you living the life that you want to live? Do you have like a dream that you want to do that you're not doing right now? Or are you pretty much extremely happy with the life you're living right now?
I am extremely happy, but some dream that I could never ever done is
You can tell me right here.
I want to. I know it's impossible.
Nothing's impossible.
It is impossible. I want to sit down on the crescent moon and look down on the a night view. How can I do that?
So you want to sit down on the crescent moon and look down upon the earth, upon the beautiful earth and well, yeah, maybe how can you do that? Well, you're crazy, Yoko. You're crazy.
Somehow I'm always dreamed of. I know it's impossible. I knew it. Even though I was a teenager, always I wish I could sit down on the crescent moon and then I can look down on the earth or even just little night view of the city or something. How beautiful it is.
You know something? Maybe. Just maybe, if you concentrate and focus all of your energy on that, Yoko, I'm serious. Maybe just one day you'll be able to do it. Right now they're actually, I think they're private citizens can pay a certain amount of money, I think, and go into space. So who knows? Maybe at some point you will be able to actually take some type of a spacecraft to the moon and sit down on the dark side of the moon. So you're actually sitting on the dark part of it and maybe looking down upon the earth. Never say never. It could be possible. You never say never. But let's face it. That's a little bit far-fetched. It's not like opening up a vegan restaurant. But if you... I don't know if you concentrate on it enough. Maybe you can do that. I don't know.
Yeah. So that is still my dream, but it's dream of dream. But I think you can control in your mind, and then in your brain, nobody's gonna distract you. Nobody's gonna say no. Just in your mind, you can create whatever you want to. And then I think as long as you always have the mind, it's going to come true. That's my experience. Very small experience, an example of this experience is now I can run 4 marathon. Mm. But before... 10 years ago, I couldn't even run 1 mile, right? And I thought in my mind, 4 marathon, who is going to do it? That's crazy. It's too long. I'm not going to do it. I cannot do it. That's what in my head. That's what I thought. But somehow I changed my mind and I trained and I believed in, yes, I can do it. And then things go to change. So then now, we both can, you were a runner before, but I wasn't. I really, really didn't like just running. But now I can do it. And then once I know I can do it, even we are slow runner, it's not too difficult to do it because now I know I can do it.
So let me ask you a question, Yoko. Do you feel that if somebody wants to do something badly enough in their life, if somebody within reason, because here's the thing. If I said to you right now, if I said to anybody listening or said to you, Yoko, I would like to be a quarterback for an NFL team. Now, I'm almost 60 years old. I've never played professional football in my life. I never played high school football in my life. So if I said that, let's face it, it's not going to happen. But so that's why I say, that's true. I don't want to do that. Right. But even if I really, really, really wanted to do that right now, I couldn't do that. So I'm saying within reason. I'm seeing a lot of people said, I'd like to, for example, go snowboarding, open a juice bar, move to Maine, run my own bed and breakfast, things like that. Do you think within reason, if somebody wants to do something like that badly enough, they can get it done? Within reason.
Yeah, I think if somebody really, really, really wants to do it, the impossible things comes possible. Like, you know, I still have a dream that, like, you know, I love SMAP. SMAP is a popular group in Japan. And then, like, I'm very, very big fan of Shingo, which is one of the member in the SMAP.
Do you love him more than me? I want to ask you that. Right on the podcast, right here live, I'm asking you, do you love Shingo more than me?
I love both.
You got out of that one. Okay, you got out of it. Okay.
So anyway, like, you know, I want to be his friend in my life, not next my life or something. So I still have my dream, and I don't know it's going to happen or not. But if I don't dream of, it's not going to happen, right? So that, like, you know, that's what I say in my mind. If I say, oh, I cannot be with his friend, it's not going to happen. But in my mind, I always think positively, like, you know, maybe one day it's going to happen. But actually, I had that kind of experience. That's why I'm saying. I think when I was 17, 16, 18 years old, I loved a band, a guitarist in the band. And they are kind of popular in Japan. It's kind of like, it's like same as like, oh, I love Tom Cruise and, you know, I want to be his girlfriend or something. I was saying when I was in high school, and then all of my friends thought, oh, Yoko is crazy. Like, you know, Yoko is saying something, you know, crazy things. But actually, when I was 18 or 19 years old, I became his girlfriend. Somehow he found me and we became a couple. So, you know, it sounds like impossible, but we can change to possible. So if you really, really, really want, I think it's going to happen.
That's actually a really, really cool example. So you had this, you knew this, or you knew of this, you knew of a famous musician in a very famous band in Japan, and you had this dream to be his girlfriend, to be his girlfriend. He was going to be your boyfriend, and all your friends were saying, Yoko, that's ridiculous. There's no way that's ever going to happen. And you, well, I like to say persevered, means like you didn't give up. You just held steady, held your ground. You probably thought about it a lot, maybe every day. And then how long did it take before you actually became a couple or a boyfriend and girlfriend? How long would you say it took after you thought about it every day?
Maybe a few years.
Okay, but you never gave up. Now, let's use that example, Yoko, and that's interesting now. But you got rid of him, and now you have me. I feel kind of like I'm not a rock star or anything. So you gave up this famous rock star.
No, we talked about
it. Okay. Anyway, so let's use an example because, again, a common thing on the Facebook page was I'd like to open a juice bar, or I'd like to be a yoga instructor, or I'd like to be a coach. A lot of you have these dreams, and I'm really concerned that if you just keep wishing and not doing anything, you're never going to reach that goal. It's never going to really happen. So let's take some time right now, and I'd like to show you and teach you how exactly you can reach the goal. And let's use an example. Let's use the example of opening up a juice bar. But again, if your dream is to be a yoga instructor or a coach or a public speaker, or if you want to finish a marathon, or let me read, there are a million of them here. Somebody said win the lottery. Well, I'm not gonna say that's gonna happen because I don't like gambling. So, and that's, chances of winning a lottery is very, 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 very slim. But anyway, the examples I just gave you, or if you have another example in your life, just insert it where I said open a juice bar. So here is what I'm going to recommend. I'm going to recommend that you write this down somewhere. So I'm going to take a little notebook and I'm going to write down, I am going to own a juice bar in, write down your city and state, write down your town, wherever it may be. I'll just write down in Breckenridge, Colorado, because we're right here right now. I'm going to own a juice bar in Breckenridge, Colorado, and it's going to be opened by, let's make up a date. Let's say, let's be realistic. Let's even say let's say January 1st, 2000, let's say 2017. Let's give it a couple years. So I'm going to write this all down. I'm going to describe the juice bar. I'm going to describe how large it is, what kind of juice we're going to be serving, what the clientele, you know, what the people are going to be like that come into the juice bar, the hours. I'm going to just visualize. I'm going to see, feel exactly what this thing looks like. And I'm going to live and breathe this thing every single day. I'm going to open up my notebook. I'm going to read my thoughts. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep reading this every single day, and I'm going to be immersed in this whole juice bar culture. I'm going to learn about juice bars. I'm going to, wherever I'm traveling or in another area, I'm going to visit juice bars. I'm going to learn everything I possibly can. I'm going to feel that within 2 years, I'm going to have a juice bar opened. And let me tell you something. I am absolutely positive that if you do this, and if you've got to be serious about it. You can't just write down on a piece of paper, I'm going to own a juice bar and then never look at it again. That's not going to work. But if you truly write down the details, visualize it, think about it, read it every single day, I am here to tell you it is absolutely going to come true. There are no obstacles. You can overcome any obstacle. If you have young kids, if you need financing, it doesn't matter what it is. You can make this thing happen, but you've got to live and breathe it. So, wow. I mean, I just kind of went on like a long tirade or something. It's just, but I've been there. I had a crazy life years and years ago. I was not living the kind of life that I wanted to live. I knew it in my heart. I knew that what I was doing every single day was not me. It was not meant for me. It was not my personality. And I changed it. Now, look, had I not changed it, I'd be miserable today. I'd probably be sick. I'd probably be, I don't know what. I would not be in great shape. I wouldn't be the person I am right now. Because, right, I wouldn't look young. Who knows what I'd be like, Yoko, but this was a small example of a juice bar, but again, no matter what you want to do, just substitute that. Just write, instead of juice bar, write in what you want to do. And I'm telling you something: there are hardly any obstacles that you cannot overcome. I believe, and again, unless you're writing down something that's so ridiculous that you know, if you're uncoordinated and you want to be an Olympic athlete, I mean, we got to be realistic, you know, to it. But opening up a juice bar, being a coach, being a public speaker, moving to Florida and opening up another business, those things are not out of reach at all. Those are absolutely doable. And I'm sure what you're thinking right now, what you want to do with your life, I guarantee you it's absolutely doable. But for some reason, you're afraid to take that step. You're probably even afraid to write it down in a book of goals and read it every single day, because you know something? A lot of people are afraid that what they wish for really might come true, and it does. It will come true. So if you truly want to do it, if you truly, truly want to do it, I just gave you the instructions. The universe is going to hand it to you. It'll be yours. I promise you. Yoko, I know, wants to say something really Bailey. I've been like so passionate about this. I'm going to turn the mic over to Yoko just for a second, or for as long as you want.
Well, it's not like it is, you know, I experienced and Dave experienced, but not only us. Like, I have been reading a book called, I cannot remember the title right now, but it's the same author from The Secret. And then she is saying same exactly things. It's not like, you know, only like, you know, we experience. That's why, like, you know, okay, you listeners, you should try. No, like, you know, many people are doing same thing, and you know, the dream comes true. That's why we are so passionate about it. And she said was, okay, like, life is like a catalog. If you see, you know, oh, somebody has very, very nice car, you know, that you can think like it's a catalog for you, your life. And if you really, really, really love the car and you really want it, just, you know, give love towards the car. Like, you know, oh, you know, it's not thinking like, oh, she has it, he has it, but I don't have it. Why don't I have it. No negative feeling. Not like that. More like, you know, okay, one day I really want the car because I really love the car. Like, you know, just give the love to the car
And then somehow, you know, like you say, universe, you know, the energy is going to take care of it and you will have the car. That's the, like a cycle of the energy. So that the most importantly, you have to give love what you want to do. And I don't have a computer in front of me, but like Dave was saying, okay, like people want to do open up juice bar, go to snowboard, whatever, move to blah, blah, blah. You know, maybe for them, that's difficult to do it. But just listening those things, like I feel like, why don't you do it? You know, that it doesn't sound difficult for me at all. But for you who wrote the comment, maybe, you know, for them, it's, oh my God, I want to do this. I want to move to this place, but I cannot do it. That's what they think, right? So they make that difficult. But for me, just listening their comment, they were saying like, okay, you know, why don't you do it? Like, you know, that sounds not difficult for me at all. So why you are not doing, why, you know, what's stopping you? I just, you know, that's what I felt.
Well, also another thing is there's oftentimes an excuse, and a very common excuse, Yoko, is, I'm too old to do that, or I wish I would have done this 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And I tell you, in my opinion, I don't think you're ever too old, and until the day you die, I don't think you're ever too old to do anything. I mean, I heard somebody the other day was asking me, we were talking about something financial, and again, I'm not a financial planner, but I think our last episode had to do with, you know, we were talking about financial and of course, living below your means and not having financial stress. And somebody was asking me they gave me their age. I can't remember how old they were, 50, 55, 60. They said they had never started a retirement plan. They said, well, it's probably too late now. And I looked at them and said, well, it's never too late. I mean, of course, it would have been better if you started when you were in your 20s. It's always better. But it's never too late because just think, let's say you're 50 years old right now and you say, well, it's kind of late. I'm not going to do it. But so then you wake up one day and it's 10 years later. You could have had 10 years worth of that, whatever it is, retirement plan or whatever that dream would have been already done. But now you wake up, it's 10 years later and you still haven't done it. Mm-hmm. So it's never too late. Yeah. Never, never, never too late. And so, I mean, I probably will have dreams up until the day I can't dream anymore. And I hope to never say, well, it's too late or come up with some other kind of excuse. So, Yoko, let me ask you, do you think we've helped people listening to the show today as far as, because I know, I think almost every single one of you, you know, you're listening to me right now. I'm looking right at you. You're listening to me. I guarantee there's something that you want to do in your life because I think we all have dreams. Yoko, do you think we've helped quite a bit?
I hope so.
I hope. And I'm going to leave you with one dream that I've had, but it's kind of a crazy dream. I don't think I want to do this, but I've always, Yoko, I think I've talked to you about this for a long time, after looking into it and thinking about it and as far as how busy I am, I don't think it's going to really work out, but I've talked for so long about, and I kind of have joked about this, but it's kind of true. I want to open up a vegan pho restaurant back in Maryland, where we live in Reisterstown, Maryland. Now, for those of you, if you don't know what pho is, pho, it's actually spelled pho. It's pho. It looks like pho, but it's actually pronounced pho. It's a Vietnamese noodle soup. Now, it's usually a beef-based broth with meat, all kinds of meat. And of course, I'm not going to open up a restaurant that serves meat because I don't believe in that. But there's some pho restaurants that actually serve, it's a wonderful, beautiful dish. They serve vegan pho, which is like a vegetable-based broth, and then it's got beautiful veggies in it and noodles. And I've had this dream of opening one up in our hometown and back in Reisterstown. But the more I talk to people about how difficult the restaurant business is and how stressful and how many hours, we just spoke to somebody a little while ago about how difficult and how many hours you have to work and how stressful it is. And you have to worry about so many different things as far as employees and ordering the food. So even though it's kind of been a dream of mine, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to. I think it would actually, I think it might make my life worse, even though it's kind of a fun, might be kind of a fun hobby. I think, so I have to look in it, think about this. I don't want to do it that badly. But here's the thing, Yoko, if I really wanted to do it badly, if this was a passion of mine, do you think I'd be doing it?
Yeah, definitely.
There's no question about it. I would do it. I would drop what I'm doing. Not necessarily forget what I'm doing, but I, in addition, I should say, to what I'm doing now, I would do it. But after exploring it, that I, there's no way. I'm not going to be in the restaurant business. Forget that. But whatever you want to do, I truly believe you can do it. But again, please, if you want to go back and listen to the steps that we outlined here, if you want to listen to some of the examples that Yoko and I gave, Yoko has some really great insight to some of these, like living your dream, living your dreams. I'm going to recommend you do it because again, we're only here once. And if, as the time goes by and you don't, or you're not able to live your dream, what you really want to do, then it's sad. It's really sad. And there will come a time when maybe because of health reasons or your age or something, there will come a time that maybe you just physically can't do it anymore. So that would be sad. So I'm going to end the show today by saying to you, and I'm looking right at you, please, I'm looking right smack at you. Please, if there's something you want to do badly enough, I urge you to get it done. Get that book of, get that book, write your dream down. Like I said before, get it done. I want to see it happen for you. I believe you can do it. I really can. And until next time, I think, Yoko, I think we put another episode in the books right here. They go by quickly, but I think this was a really, really important one. I didn't really know what direction the show was going to go in. I mean, I know what we wanted to do, but I didn't know what direction it would take. And I think we've really got some great ideas and energy and out to all of our listeners, Yoko. I think we did. So I want to thank you for being my co-host because I couldn't have done this by myself. I really don't think I could have. So until next time, I am Dr. Dave.
And Yoko.
And we will see you next time on. Yoko wants to say one more thing. Then we're not going to end it yet. Yoko, say it and then we'll just end the show right after you say it. Go ahead.
Okay. In case some listeners who didn't listen the old episode, Dave and I found each other kind of same way we just talked about. We dreamed about, the perfect partner, by himself, by myself. And then, he lives in Baltimore. I used to live in New Orleans. And somehow, the power, energy, universe helped us and we met each other. And then that time I was struggling or sad about some guy broke up with me or I was crying all day long a week or something, and I just deeply think what do I want for my relationship, I deeply think it's writing a goals. It's not goals, but I was just writing what was wrong with my relationship. I deeply, deeply thought about it. And then we think what I really want. I wrote it down. And then I met Dave. So now that's why I say I am living a happy life just I dreamed of.
Your dreams can be very powerful, and I think, Yoko, it's a great way to end the show, and I appreciate you saying that. And both of us believe in dreams and the universe giving you what you truly, truly desire. So what a great little story, great way to end the show. And this will put episode 72 in the books. And until next time, I'm Dr. Dave.
Yoko.
We will see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice Your Age.